Here on KSMU.org, it's Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, produced in cooperation with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks and inspired by NPR's StoryCorps. Stories of Hope and Help share personal experiences of need and generosity in the Ozarks.
Like I said, I'm the first in my family to go to college, and I'm a firstborn, so I think all that combined makes me very driven.
In 1999, then 8-year-old Yelena Bosovic spoke no English when her family was granted asylum in the United States after fleeing religious persecution in the Ukraine. Her family would later move to Springfield, and while a senior at Glendale High School, Yelena, the oldest of 10 children, filled out nearly every scholarship application for which she was eligible. With each application, Yelena would include a handwritten essay, and at the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, scholarship committees took notice of her determination, motivation, and need. Since 2009, of the 15 scholarships Yelena's received, 6 were from CFO donors and helped get her through Drury University and now into law school at the University of Missouri. Judy Billings is the scholarship coordinator at CFO and recently reunited with Yelena Bosovic to record our inaugural installment of Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help.
Exactly, yeah.
I remember, I guess, when we met. I don't know how many years has it been now. I guess since 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have met my senior year of high school. I was applying for scholarships, and I went to Glendale, and the counselor's office had a little setup where they had all these little manila folders full of applications for scholarships, and a lot of them you had to turn into the Community Foundation, and I was kind of confused because I'm the first in my family to go to college, so I was kind of going through this process on my own. And so I think I reached out to you initially just because I was confused as to why I was sending so much stuff to you. From there, you guided me along.
Well, what I remember was if you were in the counselor's office every day, you were calling me every other day.
Yes, that's about right.
And you were clarifying, you know, what you could apply for and what you couldn't apply for. And
yeah, I think I learned early on to take no for an answer the first time around. So I think as many scholarships as I could, you know, absolute bare minimum meet the requirements I was trying to apply for. So I remember I had like a 3-inch binder that was color-coded and with all my scholarship applications. Because I think by the end of senior year, I'd applied for like 100. You were so helpful to me because, you know, there's a lot that I didn't know. I mean, parts of applications I was supposed to submit that I just had no idea what it meant. Okay. So, yeah, I'm sure I was quite annoying at that stage.
Oh, not at all. I remember that it was a very sweet voice and you were very polite and you always had specific questions. You didn't just, you know, sort of hum and haw, whatever. You had very specific questions about what you wanted answered.
That's good.
The other thing is that the scholarships that you applied for, most of them were reviewed by a specific selection committee. And you really impressed them because you didn't just do copy-paste for all your essay questions. You actually wrote an essay to answer every single scholarship. And that really paid off for you well.
Oh, it sure did. Yeah.
One of your benefactors, one of your scholarship people, was Henry and Lucille Strauss. And they granted the Strauss Scholarship to students going to a private university and getting a liberal arts education. How do you react to what he did for you, even though he's no longer living?
To me, it was pretty extraordinary that someone would be so generous with their money to someone they don't know. It was just kind of unfathomable to me that someone would give you money and not ask you to pay it back. It's not that I was being greedy. It's just I knew I would not be able to attend college otherwise. But I think it's also a lot psychological, where it's saying someone believes in you enough to invest their money in you. And so I think it's also it's very motivational, at least for me. I don't know how it was for other people, but that kind of ignited within me, too, the need to give back. So whenever I do have my own career, and I think that's why I've also been so driven to succeed in everything I do, because I would say failure is not an option, although I've learned you fail anyway.
I think one of the things you don't realize is how much you've contributed to my life. It's been wonderful to be able to watch you and to encourage you and to cheer you on. That is the best part of my job at Community Foundation of the Ozarks, is to have a student like you who revels in receiving scholarships and is so grateful and wants to return them. And also you inspire donors and future donors when they hear your story. and think, oh, maybe I might affect the next generation that way. So thank you for your story.
Judy Billings and Yelena Bosovic in the studios of KSMU for Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help. Judy Billings is the scholarship coordinator for the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, which since 2009 alone has awarded 4,100 scholarships to students across southern Missouri, totaling nearly $6 million. Six of those scholarships have helped put Yelena Bosovic through 4 years at Drury University and now into law school at the University of Missouri. This story, along with archived editions of Making a Difference, are available at ksmu.org. For information about the Community Foundation of the Ozarks and its 47 affiliate foundations across southern Missouri, cfozarks.org. For Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, I'm Mike Smith.